Humans have been making boats for thousands of years. Archaeologists have found evidence of boat building by early human beings all over the world. They say early humans used the boats to both hunt and explore. Some of the earliest boats have been found in the Aleutian Islands in the northwestern United States. People who lived there long ago ate sea mammals to survive. They used a small, quick kayak to hunt the animals. Russians would later name the kayak a badarka. This kind of boat is only built in the Aleutian Islands. Corey Friedman works at the Center for Wooden Boats in Seattle, Washington. He teaches students how to build badarkas using methods that are respectful of the culture.
We use very, very little materials, thus our boats are the lightest in the world.
Students make the boats the same way boat builders made them hundreds of years ago, except they do not use animal skins. The boats are built without detailed technical plans or drawings or modern tools, except electric-powered tools.
They're all done, built like sculptures, freehand, so it's more of an art than a science.
A student named Jim has been interested in boating for about 40 years. He puts different pieces together without using nails. He is building his fourth kayak. He says the people of the Aleutian Islands, called Aleuts, used the badarka to hunt sea animals.
The Aleuts would chase down seals and sea lions in this boat, so it's a very, very fast boat. I've heard that there's evidence that when the Russians showed up in the area, they found the natives paddling along at 6, 7, 8, 10 knots chasing seals.
The boats are built in about 9 days. Corey Friedman says the boats may look the same, but they have differences.
And the boats are shaped actually to their personality. Sounds hokey, but if one person's more competitive than another, we're going to have different shaped boats. All those things are taken advantage of.
The students at the Center for Wooden Boats are adults. But Mr. Friedman also teaches boat building to young people in Alaska. They are from 12 to 14 years of age and come from villages throughout the large state.
It's a leadership program, and the boat building that we do is one facet of what they learn there. And at the end of camp, for about 10 days or 2 weeks, they actually go on an expedition using the boats that they built.
Mr. Friedman says he has loved boat building since he was a child, and he loves sharing his passion with children who live in an area where the boats were first made. I'm Christopher Cruz. And now, words in this story. Archaeologist, noun, someone who explores past human life and activities by studying the bones and tools of ancient people. Kayak, noun, a long, narrow boat. Sculpture, noun, a piece of art that is made from clay, marble, stone, or metal. Freehand, adjective, done without special tools or instruments. Nail, noun, a long, thin piece of metal that is sharp at one end and flat at the other end. Paddle, verb, to move a boat through water with a long, usually wooden pole. Knot, noun, a unit of speed equal to 1 nautical mile per hour. 1 nautical mile is a unit of distance equal to 1,852 meters, or 1.15 miles. This measurement is used for sea and air travel. Hokey, adjective, funny, silly. Facet, noun, a part of something. Expedition, noun, a group of people who travel together, often to a distant place. Do fishermen in your country build their own small boats? If so, do they use plans or do they build the boats using their own memory and experience? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.